Hello, thank you for joining us today on the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. It has been said that in ancient times, nations were families that grew to be very large, and the same can be said of the kingdom of God. Family is an integral part of the kingdom of God. Isaiah writes using the theme of family in describing the light that God will bring to the earth. It is God who, in the middle of the darkness faced by people on earth, who brings light to the people. And as this light is noticed by the people of the earth, they emerge from the darkness that they have been subject to and transition to the light. Everyone, including Gentiles, from everyday people to rulers of nations, all will come to God. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to see. Thy son shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. The people who will come to God at the beginning of the kingdom of God will be staggering and overwhelming, and the sheer size of the group will almost cause a panic and terror, even though they come with gifts of gold and incense. It is when the people of God are overwhelmed with this future mass calling of non-believers, the people of God will sense that God has shown mercy to them. Verse 5. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah and all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee, and shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me as the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. It will be at this time that the people of God will be so overwhelmingly powerful that nobody would even think to challenge the authority of God. City gates will be open at all hours. Today, that would be like leaving your house unlocked at all times. I wouldn't advise that, instead advising listeners to lock their house for their own safety. But at this future time, no one will challenge God or God's people. The very best of the countries will be brought to the people of God when God brings eternal excellency to his people. Verse 11. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. It will be in this future time, the kingdom of God, that riches will be everywhere. Gold will be used for what brass is used today. Silver will be used for iron. Imagine a time where a skillet is not made of cast iron, but cast silver, and door handles are made of gold instead of brass. The kingdom of God will be a time when violence is no more. Crime and vandalism will disappear. God will be seen as the source of light, not the sun. And the presence of God will never withdraw itself at the end of the day as the sun does. The people of the kingdom of God will be a righteous nation. The people will have large families. Verse 16. Thou shalt also suck the milk of Gentiles, and shall suck the breasts of kings. Thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am the Savior and the Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass and for stones irons I will also make thy officers peace, thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither by brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the works of my hand, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. The kingdom of God will be a nation that fulfills the words of the first psalm. And the people will find the light in the law of God. Those who want to hold on to the ways of mankind will be driven away and found no more. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. During the kingdom of God, it will be evident to all that all who are called and who respond to the calling are children of God, and that makes us part of God's family. We are already part of God's family, though the world does not understand this. We accept through faith our part in the family of God, knowing that when Jesus Christ returns, we will be transformed into what God wants us to be. Because of this, we will work to purify ourselves, knowing that if we are satisfied to live in sin, we need to be satisfied to live under the sway of Satan in this present world. If we seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we will strive for that which is eternal. And as we strive for that which is eternal, as we purify ourselves, we understand we are reaching for something we have not yet attained, knowing that it is through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that our sins are forgiven. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. We show our righteousness by purifying ourselves, by moving from sin to the righteousness that is God. We not only seek first the kingdom of God, we seek the righteousness of God. And this is a huge and, we also have love for other people. If we deceive ourselves into thinking we can seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness without also having love for other people, we in the eyes of God are not different than Cain, who killed his brother. Love is the pathway towards righteousness. Without love for other people, we can try to obey God all we want, and our efforts will come to nothing. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that he heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Paul shows in his letter to the Ephesians that God is the Father of not only our Lord Jesus Christ, but of the whole family of heaven and earth. We are called not only to be part of the kingdom of God, but of the family of God. And this happens through faith as we are grounded in love. Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. It is God our Father in heaven who pities us, as a human father might pity his children. Just like parents tend to focus on the joy their children brings them, God also focuses on joy. Instead of paying us for the sins we do commit, God separates us from our sins as far as east is from the west. Almost like a parent who, when facing a police officer, will say that their adult child is a good child. This doesn't give us a license to sin in any way, knowing that God's mercy is extended to those that fear him. It's one thing to fear God, fall short in sin, and it's something much different to disregard God and sin. We are called to remember what God has promised us and to remember to do what God expects of us. Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. At the start of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, when quoting Isaiah, Jesus closed the book in mid-verse when he preached that he had come to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Between now and the kingdom of God, there will come the time for God to proclaim the day of vengeance of God. And beyond that day will be the time we celebrate during the Feast of Tabernacles. We celebrate a time that will turn what is dark into a period of light, and what is sad into joy. During this future time of prosperity, cities will be safe for families, and food will be plenty. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to his captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. During this future time, what we celebrate at this time will become part of every nation that obeys God. Success and prosperity will no longer be limited to the children of Israel, because during this future time, even the Gentiles will obey God through the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. All families, not just the families of Israel, will be blessed. When all nations are blessed with an incredible bounty, nations will be at peace with each other, and families will live their lives having nothing to fear. Verse 6. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. And as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. During the kingdom of God, families will be rooted in love, and problems that families have today, divorce, domestic violence, and strained relationships with children will be no more. Husbands will do what they do through love, transcending any and all obligations that are on husbands today. And through love, wives will love their husbands as their husbands love them, even as Jesus loved the church and gave his life for it. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife sees that she reverence her husband. Through love, children will honor their mother and father, because their mother and father first loved them. Because of love in the kingdom of God, people will live to be very old. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Proverbs tells us to listen to and do what we are told by our parents and to keep them close at heart. In all that we do, we should never forget that family values we have been taught, because what our parents have taught us have been for our benefit. What they teach us in the Word of God is like a lamp that illuminates the way forward, and the brightness that shines on the path we must take is as bright as it is based on the truth. Having that pathway illuminated for us when we err and leave the pathway, the transition from light to darkness, is a reproof that is designed to keep us on the path to righteousness and the kingdom of God. Proverbs 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. In the kingdom of God, all will provide for their own family. Today, because of the evils of society, the messaging about providing for your own family is confused, showing that Satan is alive and well today. Reliance on social services will no longer be a need because of the incredible bounty that will be available to all families. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. As families are able to provide for their own needs without reliance on social services, the kingdom of God will usher in a time when children are once again a blessing, a reward, and our future heritage. Young children will bring a smile to all, and especially the parents, and children will have a type of confidence that originates from parental love, a type of confidence that is so strong that not even an enemy will shake them. Psalm 127, verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of his womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. In the kingdom of God, because people will fear God and walk in his ways, families will be productive. Not the kind of productivity that is seized by high taxation, but the kind of productivity where people not only enjoy what they do, but because what they do is founded in love through fearing God and walking in his ways, what they do is rewarded with an incredible bounty where all family members are happy. During this future time, asking how somebody's day is going will be redundant, because things will be well for families during this time. Families will be productive, including both husband and wife, and children will be showing how they are a blessing to the family from the very youngest of ages. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat at the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. During the kingdom of God, husbands will honor their wives, even though that is already expected today. Those who are honored are elevated and become bigger than those who bestow the honor. Husbands who love their wives will give this honor to them knowing that they are both seeking salvation so that their prayers will be answered. 1 Peter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. During the kingdom of God, love will be at the center of all families. Today, families are lucky if love is at the center. Too many families today are centered on greed, based on selfish interest and not unity, which can destroy a family. During the kingdom of God, these issues which bring grief to so many families will be no more. Proverbs 15, verse 27. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The kingdom of God will be a time when the brethren will dwell together in unity. Before the brethren can dwell together in unity, individual families have to dwell together in unity. And unity is based on a common shared experience and interest through love. Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The kingdom of God will be a time of bounty, incredible bounty. And because people will be focused on God's righteousness, the troubles that plague so many people today will be no more. Because love will permeate families and society as all obey God, all will be happy, understanding that their blessings come from God. During the kingdom of God, all will fear God, and bounty will no longer bring hardships. Blessings will come without any surprise burdens as it is today, and the righteous will be found everywhere. That's not how it is today. Proverbs 15, verse 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. The kingdom of God will be a time when parents will do what God expects of them, to teach the commandments of God to their children, not through mere words, but by their way of living. During the kingdom of God, the words will be understood because of the actions of the many. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and shall bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. The kingdom of God will be a time when the righteousness of God will shine very brightly, and all will see the glory of God. Abundance and prosperity will return for all to enjoy. And when love is kindled and a couple is married, love rooted in the teachings of God will be the basis of that marriage. and great joy that exceeds what is known today will be part of marriage, just like God finds great joy in those who are His. Isaiah 62, verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God, thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thine walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out of the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. Thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. In the world today, it is easy to forget about and to mock God. That won't be the case in the kingdom of God, because the righteousness of God will be more than an ideal that people see shining brightly. The righteousness of God will greatly improve their lives that they live day in and day out. Each day through the life people live, their life and their life's experiences will bear witness to the righteousness of God that will be found within the kingdom of God. The family that God started thousands of years ago through Adam and Eve has been a family with hardships that come through rejecting God and the tree of life and embracing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Generations later, Abraham would be born, and promises made to him and his descendants and through the lineage of David, a man after God's own heart, and a man with family problems of his own, through David would be born the Messiah, the Word who became flesh and lived among mankind. It is through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we are separated from the sting of death, knowing that there is this hope of eternal life that we will have in the kingdom of God, as part of God's family. Make no mistake about it, when God speaks of his family, the new heavens and the new earth, and the new Jerusalem, God is also speaking of his family. And we who are called have been called to be among the first fruits of the children of God. And as children of God, we are part of God's family. It is the darkness that Satan brings that threatens the family of God, and it is the light that God brings that establishes the family of God. As we keep this feast, looking forward to the incredible world tomorrow the kingdom of God with all the glory that God foretells through the verses in the Bible, we are also looking forward to family. When we think of the family we have today, we celebrate the good times and we mourn the sad times. In the kingdom of God, families will be restored as tears are wiped away and the last enemy, death, is defeated. The serpent of old who beguiled the woman whose trickery and deceit is the cause of the evils that trouble us so much will be of no more influence. Replacing it will be the kingdom of God and the establishment of God's righteousness on earth that will benefit all who obey God. And the kingdom of God will be the biggest family reunion ever held, as ultimately generation meets generation, going back to the Garden of Eden. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow during the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.